Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My, oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Okay. Yay! Humiliating.
That was chill. That was chill. I felt welcome.
It was really chill of us to enter without telling anyone we were doing that.
So listen, how you guys having a good time so far?
Everyone having a good time? We've got a fun little announcement, I think.
We definitely do have a fun little announcement, and it actually involves what you might say is a sister podcast of ours.
Yes.
It's called Seek Treatment.
Yes. Fantastic.
And we'd like to welcome the hosts of Seek Treatment to the stage right now, Catherine Cohen and Pat Regan.
Do they know they're
where
coming
Where are
on?
They coming from?
Where are they coming from?
Catherine Pat. And Pat.
Catherine Let's Cohen, go. Pat Regan, one yeah. more time. There.
So. Wow, you couldn't hear. Oh my God, they couldn't hear. Get two chairs and come over here. You guys, this is so crazy. We haven't run through this at all. So fly by night. But we have an announcement, a big announcement.
We have a big announcement.
We have a big Sikh culture announcement.
Pat, say hi to everybody.
Oh my God.
Pat, say hi to everyone.
Couldn't hear you. Couldn't hear you guys for the life
so
of me.
So sorry, so sorry.
And no, I was back there. I was like, hello.
Hello. And she oh was listening.
This
so
town, by which those. I mean New York, LA, and Edinburgh.
Yeah. Edinburgh is a showbiz city. Okay, we've got an announcement.
We have an announcement that we want to share.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Publicly.
And we want to ask everyone to be really respectful about our announcement.
Yeah. Yeah, this
and please
is really
respect our privacy at this time that we are choosing to make our announcement.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. Please
Wait,
do that.
I actually really want to say, everyone, please respect my family's privacy. Please.
Absolutely. Let's
honor
that.
It's interesting for me, friends are my family. Do you know what I mean? And so I want to respect all our privacy.
Yeah, this is a family. We up on stage right now are a nuclear family.
But you know what? I don't feel safe without a table.
The nuclear
it's crazy,
oh,
right?
Do you want to move closer to the actual lip of this?
No, it wouldn't be right. At this point in the show, it wouldn't be right.
Yeah, but at least now we know your comfort level.
We know your comfort
Absolutely.
Level.
And so Absolutely. And we wear tall boots. Sort of
no, if we're a nuclear family, it's dad, mom, daughter.
Yeah.
I do feel we are the two daughters.
That is good.
Wait,
That's
but
good.
Pat, what is our relationship as sisters?
Actually, I'm Larissa Olenek, you're Jessica Julia Stiles.
Wait, what? You think I'm like the moody one who like wears turtlenecks?
That's actually me. I'm Julia, and she wears actually spaghetti straps, but
she does.
But
she
make does. It black, so it's gauze.
But you can't deny she has like turtleneck energy, whereas Larissa actually famously has spaghetti
a Prada
strap
backpack.
Energy in that film.
Right, and she has a Prada backpack.
And she has, wait, what?
Remember that line when she's with Gabrielle Union, she's like, I have a Prada backpack, but you don't. Like, remember that exchange?
Anyway. Yes. She said, yes. I know the difference between like and love because I like my something.
But I love my Prada backpack.
I like my Gucci shoes, but I love my Prada backpack.
And you can be whelmed.
You can be whelmed.
Wait. Okay.
I can't hear a single
word
you're
saying. The audience is broken because they're not laughing at every single...
Okay, wait, we just have to come out with this announcement real fast. We are doing, for New York Comedy Festival, a live show of Sikh culture. Very fun. It's going to be at Murmur, which is on Eastern Parkway. It's by Grand Army Plaza.
It's in Brooklyn.
It's actually in Brooklyn, so sorry. But it's going to be Saturday, November 9th. We're very excited, the four of us all together on stage for Sikh Culture. And I guess they'll be announcing that pretty soon, and you can get tickets to that.
Wait, what's that? Do we know the time?
8 p.m. It's going to be an advice show, so we're going to have a microphone open, and people will just come up with their issues, I think.
Yes, and I'm actually learning all this information for the first time because of my relationship with emails.
Yeah. Because Pat has a shitty relationship with emails he hasn't known about the show or will consist of until right now, this moment. It is an announcement mostly for him.
For him.
And I can make it, I think.
I'm noticing. I hope you can be. I would love to see you there. Be incredible. I'm noticing at this point in the show, a lot of people are talking, and I actually love that, and I want to celebrate you and just lift you up. And say, I hope what you guys are chatting about is interesting. I love gossip. Please do fill me in. I'm addicted to drama. So just come forward.
Just
you know, we're family.
We're all
Absolutely.
Family here.
I think now we have some important business.
We have some important business, and this is not the only announcement about Sea Culture. We have two people on stage who, here tonight, will be receiving the non-existent, it doesn't actually exist, but they will be getting the Icon Award. Wow. Catherine Cohen and Pat Regan, you are winners of the Icon Award.
Oh, my God.
This is Catherine Cohen's first Icon Award. This is Pat Regan's eighth or ninth Icon Award.
Wow. Wow. How does it feel?
To be recognized by your industry.
By the establishment.
When I was a little girl, I thought, one day I'll wear a rented gown on stage in Brooklyn, and a friend of mine will say, you get an award. And I'll say, I accept.
But I do think I have to say, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, I think awards are so silly.
Totally.
I really do.
And all the nominees, you guys did amazing work this year.
And of course, the only nominee in this category was Joel Kim Booster. He has lost again.
Once more.
And if there was...
I think he's really going to make it.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
To be up against him was so amazing. Yeah. I like to say that if there was a physical award, I would break it into little pieces and throw it into the audience like Mean Girls.
And I want to say that at the luncheon for the ceremony for this event, that's exactly what Pat told me.
Yeah.
Luncheon vibes.
Earlier today.
Can I ask, what's the difference between a luncheon and a lunch?
Don't be
stupid. I think a luncheon is like a grand lunch. So it's like if you know how you have a regular aunt and then you have a great aunt?
Yeah.
Like the luncheon is the great aunt version
of the
lunch.
So the luncheon is your mom's lunch.
Yeah.
For me, it's like... For me as a woman, no offense, for me as a woman, it's like if there's a podium, it's luncheon vibes.
Yeah.
No podium? Yeah. Honey, that's lunch.
Yeah.
If it's a skirted table, that's a luncheon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
There's
totally
a skirted
that.
Table right here.
Oh, my God.
On that note,
a little aggressive.
Sorry, so sorry. I think it's time for our Icon Award recipients to each do, and I don't think so, honey. What is that?
Oh, my God.
So first up, let's have Pat.
It's time.
No, I can't follow that.
Pat Regan has won several awards that don't exist.
And as I always say, my official career, and I don't think so, honey, I have retired, and everything I do now is exhibition and does not affect my legacy.
Right. Yes. His first three were so good, we left it there. Now it's all just really for fun.
It's for fun. No stakes. Pat, is it going to be pre-selected or Trollball?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Okay, this is Pat Regan's I Don't Think So Honey Icon Award winner, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, the human brain. The human brain is trash and belongs in a garbage pail. The human brain, you make me sad when nothing's wrong. The human brain, I don't think so, honey. You make me watch The Affair season 3 in 2019 all day instead of writing an award-winning script. I don't think so, honey. Human brain, you stupid bitch. You're going to make me scared that I'm going to lose what I have and not get what I want. I don't think so, honey. Human brain, you make me think I hate my friends? What the fuck, human brain?
30 seconds.
Human brain, you're full of toxic chemicals. You're basically soft drink. I don't think so, human brain. People say you're the largest sex organ. I wish
Who
you could
that?
Get fucked. I don't think so, honey. Human brain, you make me just kind of lie there staring at the wall for 17 hours an hour. I don't think so, honey. Human brain, you never had an idea in your whole fucking life. I don't think so, honey. Brain, human brain, you make me think I'm so important when actually I'm really not. You stupid bitch. The human brain is a piece of trash and belongs in a garbage pail.
And that's 1 minute.
Pat Regan
on what I think is his own human brain.
His own human brain.
Which allegedly belongs in a garbage pail.
That was amazing. Look at the support.
They're checking in with each other, and now it is time to pass the torch over to Catherine Cohen.
Catherine!
Wow.
You're shy.
I'm cold.
You're cold.
If you want a layer, I don't have
Do y'all have
layer.
A jacket? I'm wearing a strapless bra, which is an act of community service. Okay, I guess I'm ready.
You guys are ready.
Should you pre-selected?
Priscilla Lily. This is Catherine Cohen's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, when love ends. Why must love end? I feel bad when love ends. I want to feel good all the time. I don't want to feel bad. Feeling bad makes me sad. Okay, I'm rhyming. I'm a poet. I don't think so, honey, when love ends. And yeah, I'm the kind of girl who's like, it's actually harder if you're the one who does the breakup. I don't think so, honey, when love ends. Why? One day I say, we're getting married in Paris in the spring as a joke.
Seconds.
And the next day I think, the way you move your leg when you put your foot in your shoe makes me want to kill myself. Why? I don't think so, honey, when love ends. It isn't right. Why one day I get bored? It's life boring. Jack Gilbert,
seconds.
The poet Jack Gilbert says romantic love has a half-life of 2.5 years.
Oh!
I don't think so, honey, when love ends. It make me sad. I don't want to feel bad. Bad never good forever.
Five seconds.
Don't tell me that. Why don't think so, honey, when love ends? Oh, it's so sad. You have a best friend and then they die.
And that's 1 minute, Catherine Cohen. Give it up for our two Icon Award winners.
Pat Regan and Catherine Cohen, the hosts of Seek Treatment. Like and subscribe. Look
oh
at that
God,
chemistry. It is electric.
It.
All right, now go. It's
Get
our show.
Off.
Your show's October 30th. All right, everyone. I think it's going to be about time to resume. I don't think so. Are you guys excited? Then let's do it, shall we? Well, this group is called
Bank of America Presents. Welcome, Rebecca O'Neill.
Welcome, Beth Slack.
Shalewa Sharp.
Welcome, Nicole Boyce.
And Vajayanti Madrevu.
Yes.
Okay, first up, we've got
Rebecca O'Neill. Here we go.
Rebecca. A pizza
Taking skirt. To the mic. Hello.
How are you?
We're good.
Great to hear that.
Okay.
So we have a question for you.
Yes.
That has to do with your I don't think so any topic. Will you be pre-selecting this topic or will you troll bowl the topic?
I will be pre-selecting.
There we go.
Rebecca. Okay. This is Rebecca O'Neill's I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
Hello. I don't think so, honey. Open concept office space. I don't think so. Corporations think millennials want free range everything. We want the chickens. We want the eggs. But if I wanted free range employment, let me work from home, you coward. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so. I can hear everyone eating. I don't think so, honey. I can hear your Kashi cereal. I can hear you crunching all 15 of your whole grains.
30 seconds.
I can hear you digesting all 9 grains of your plant-based protein. I don't think so. Wheels on the chairs. I don't think so, honey. They make you do that little disgraceful scooching move. I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
I've gotten so many colds in an open concept office space. I'm open face breathing all that people air. You see what I'm saying? Just put me on the MTA. I don't think so, honey. Goodbye.
And that's 1 minute, Rebecca O'Neill.
No thank you, open concept
no,
floor plan in an office. Now, talk to us, Beth Slack.
Beth Slack, let's go! Wow.
It's Beth Slack, everyone.
Herald Knight Queen.
Now,
Beth.
Thank you.
Talk to us about the answer to this question. Troll bowl or pre-selected? Talk to us about the answer.
Yeah.
Like every robocall you've ever gotten, I've been pre-selected.
There we go.
Perfect. That's great. Really good. This is Beth Slack's I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Hadestown.
Okay.
Oh my God. So...
Culture attack!
Wow, the story of Hadestown, spoiler alert, but if you don't know, per Wikipedia, this is based on an ancient myth, so get the fuck over it. This is the story of Eurydice, and she is so fucking depressed about being poor that she makes a deal with the devil to go to the underworld. So you know how much you have to pay to see the story of someone who was so broken by poorness that they go to hell? $400! That is too much money! I am the firm believer that great art is inspired by seeing great art, but we have single-handedly made it impossible for people to get in the room where it happens. Yes, yes. And you know what? Hamilton, I fucking see you with a $749 premium ticket. You could pay $749 to fly to Europe on Delta Comfort Plus. That means you get 4 extra inches of legroom and 50% more recline. Yeah, so you know what? Let's make it so we can have great art created and let the people who need to see it because we're losing art every day. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute! Beth Slack! Wow!
Well done.
Making an example of Hadestown.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Please welcome to the mic, Shalewa Sharp! Yes! Yes! Oh!
Whoa!
Oh!
Loop around.
Oh! Yeah! J-Lo who?
J-Lo who?
That was the Versace runway that I need.
Come on,
that bitch ain't the only Leo. Oh!
There we go. All right. What are we thinking here, Shalewa? Are we going to do a pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
We're going to do pre-selected, but y'all ain't going to be happy.
Okay. This is Shalewa Sharps. I don't think so. One of your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Normani.
Oh!
Yeah, look. Look. I know. I'm killing you all. Let me tell you something. I'm sure she's a perfectly fine girl. Right? And whatever, however many harmonies she came from, it seemed to be enough. But y'all are giving her too much credit because she is ushering in an era we are not ready for. Are we really? Think about it. Are we really ready to bring back bedazzled, visible thong straps? Are you ready? Look in your hearts and tell me that you're ready to lower the rise. Y'all ain't ready to lower the fucking rise. Are you kidding me? We just convinced people that a pouch is what we need. Do you understand? We are filling out pleats daily, and this bitch is just gonna roll in here with an homage talking about fuck that. I'm not going to a gym for that little girl or anybody. I want my rise up here. Do you understand me? Take that shit back to the playground.
And that's 1 minute!
Wow. Wow. She got us on board by the end. Ugh. She really got
You're
us
right.
on board.
You're right. I don't think so, honey, Normani.
Come on. She sucks.
Oh, my God.
Now, welcome to the microphone, Nicole Boyce.
Come on, Nicole Boyce. Hello.
Nicole, what's it going to be, pre-selected or troll ball?
What do you think?
Pre-selection.
Pre-selection, yes. Por favor.
This is Nicole Boyce's I Don't Think So, Honey. Nicole's time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People that don't have their Twitter set to night mode, okay? Dark mode, okay? It is too fucking bright. I am on Twitter 20 hours a day. I need to keep my corneas intact, okay? I have my phone set to dark mode. I have my computer set to dark mode. I wish I could change my refrigerator to dark mode.
Yes.
Okay, I wish I could set the sun to dark mode, okay? I realize that's the moon, okay? It's fine. Dark mode saves energy, okay? So dark mode, literally if you don't have it, you're contributing to the acceleration of climate change, okay? That's all I'll say, okay? Dark mode is anti-climate change. Dark mode is anti-capitalist, okay? Dark mode has a little red rose in their Twitter bio, okay?
Oh, no!
Dark mode is gonna vote for Elizabeth Warren, okay? Dark mode is literally queering phone brightness, okay?
5 seconds!
If you don't have your phone set to dark mode, you probably also think Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are a real couple, and that's not true!
And that's 1 minute! Nicole Boyce, yes!
Blue light found dead.
It's simply not true.
Simply not true.
Okay, so our next person to the mic won our lottery at the Padma show.
Yes, oh my God, she is phenomenal. Please welcome to the microphone by Jyothi Bhadravis!
Yes!
By Jyothi. Oh,
looking absolutely stunning.
You told us what you were going to do. Does it still stand? Is it going to be pre-selected or
yes!
Troll!
She wants to do troll! Oh,
wow.
That is one of the bravest things I've
so
ever heard.
Goddamn brave.
All right, here we go.
What am I doing?
So, okay. All right. Okay. You're going to be roasting some people here tonight.
Yes.
This is front-facing videos on Twitter.
Are you familiar with the concept? It's
you know about this?
Like videos on Twitter of people like just doing like a character.
I am too old.
Okay.
To understand what front-facing videos are on Twitter. What the hell is that?
Yes, go.
I know. I look like I'm 15, but I'm in my 30s, people. I am in my 30s. So what is that?
It's people who do funny bits on Twitter and they film themselves and they go viral.
Like Vine?
Yeah, like Vine.
Wow.
So my coolness died when Vine did, so there we go, people. people. That's where I am.
Here's another one. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
You wanted a troll ball.
You wanted a troll ball. This is what
I
you want.
I don't think so, Dolly Parton.
Yes.
I don't think so, your beauty. I don't think so, your bounty. I don't think so, your fabulousness. Thank you.
And that's one
that's
minute.
That's 1 minute.
By John DiMatrevo.
Phenomenal. Stunning. I don't think so, your beauty. I don't think so,
honey,
your bounty. That is a roller coaster number four. I don't think so,
honey,
your beauty. I don't think so, honey, your bounty.
Give it up for Bank of America Presents Rebecca O'Neill, Beth Slack, Shalewa Sharp, Nicole Boyce, and Vajyati Madrevu.
All right, we have our next group coming to the stage, and they are called Sorry to This Man.
Welcome to the stage,
Jake Honig.
Edie, yes. Monica.
Edie Monica! Edie Monica!
She's not here.
Not here!
Taylor Trent!
Taylor! We have Tom Hilton!
Tom Hilton! It's a three-person
group. It's a three-er.
It's a three-er. It's a three-er. Okay, here we go.
Everyone, please welcome Jake Honig to the mic!
Jake Honig!
Ooh, this jacket.
Good jacket.
Yes, I heard it was a fashion show, so I wore my fashion jacket.
Yes, absolutely, jacket. As you do.
Jake, what's it going to be, pre-selected or troll ball?
I pre-selected.
Okay.
Pre-selected, everyone. Here we go.
Jake Honig, I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, half marathons. Let's try a little harder, you lazy pieces of shit. When else in your life do you demand congratulations for accomplishing half of something? Half marathons are kind of like the ultimate participation trophy.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Okay, half marathoners in the crowd. I mean, don't get me wrong. I respect the effort of you trying to give yourself the illusion of achievement.
30 seconds.
I just think that we can raise the bar a little bit. And, if you want to impress me, just run the whole fucking thing. Like I did.
Oh! Okay, bitch.
In 3 hours and 43 minutes, but who's counting?
Oh!
Yeah, then...
5 seconds.
That'll impress me, but until then, I don't think so, honey.
Oh!
And that's 1 minute,
that's
Jake
1 minute. Jake Cohen ran the whole marathon, you fucks.
He's run a whole marathon. You better know it.
Please give it up for the amazing Taylor Trench!
Sure.
Yes, baby boy!
Taylor.
This doesn't count as my I don't think so, honey, but I do want to say... I don't think so, honey, Bowen Yang, because I just found out you made out with my best friend today in the park.
Oh, my God.
Today?
Today, even.
You are a slut.
No,
you are a slut.
No.
Today in the park.
Why you gotta
Wait,
do me
Bowen
like that?
Yang told me that he went on a good date today, but he didn't say he made out in the park.
That's right. They had ice cream, and then they had ice cream.
Ah!
Ooh. What is that a euphemism for? That's not a euphemism for anything. Taylor, what's it gonna
this
be?
This is my dance whenever Bowen Yang makes out in the park.
Yes, he does it all the time. Taylor, what's it gonna be, pre-selected or troll ball?
I think I'm gonna dip my little fingies into the troll.
Oh my God, it's better than sex when people say that. Okay, here
I'm
we go.
Scared.
Great, oh. I hope that you feel comfortable doing this.
Okay.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey, Trollable topic is the iconic producer, actress, Academy Award winner, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh! And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Reese Witherspoon. More like Reese Wither Noon. Okay. I liked you in Election. I thought in Big Little Lies, it was a little big. It was a little big for this screen. I think we can all agree. Okay, and I also think that as someone who had a part in bringing that show to the stage, the fact that she chose that role out of all the roles, I question that. I do question that. I don't think so, honey, Reese Witherspoon. People say that you have a big chin, and that's not good according to our standards of beauty that we have established in this country. Okay, honey. So you better get plastic surgery like I plan on having, okay? Because I do feel like the ugliest person on this stage right now.
15 seconds.
15 seconds. You know what isn't 15 seconds? Reese Witherspoon's chin, okay? Longer than 15 seconds. Reese Witherspoon.
5 seconds.
More like Reese Witherspoon.
And that's 1 minute.
And that's 1 minute.
Taylor Trench.
We've got a new rule of culture, number 97.
Number 97.
Reese Witherspoon, more like Yeesh Witherspoon. Witherspoon. Oh my God, Taylor Trent. Wow.
Oh my fucking God.
And
thank
now,
God.
Welcome to the stage.
Oh,
the
here
wonderful
he comes. Tom Hilton! Wearing a cute fucking outfit,
cute
if
outfit.
I might say.
Like, who?
No. Who, you?
Wait, no, I do have to, I have to clarify something before I go.
What?
Okay. So, Noah Galvin, who was announced, could not make it.
Couldn't make it.
So they grew one backstage like a sea monkey, and now I'm here.
Yay! Yay, Tom. We went to our lab backstage, we grew a Noah Galvin, and
yes.
It's Tom.
Yes.
Here we go.
Tom.
Now listen, we have a question for you that we've actually asked everyone, and we will continue to do that. The tradition of asking
sure.
with you here today on stage. And that is the Troll Bowl or pre-selected?
I've waited for the platform.
Oh, okay. I think that means pre-selected.
Yes.
This is Tom Hilton's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Patricia Arquette's recent projects. Scooping up awards for your embarrassing performances in Escape at Dannemora and The Act.
Oh.
Babe, your bag of tricks is decades old. You're playing a loopy mom. Alison Dubois, medium, 6 seasons, 2 networks. You woke up hyperventilating from a ghost nightmare in every cold open.
Oh my God.
You're wearing a statement wig. Lost Highway, 2 wigs, 1 film. Fake teeth. The real ones are more your
seconds.
Thing, but that's okay. I don't need you giving me ice cold murder and a fake illness when you already gave me desert hot murder and a fake horse. Bitch, you were in holes!
Bitch, you were in holes!
You think it's brave to snatch a trophy from Amy Adams, a favorite of the gays? You worked 12 years for your Oscar and still every fag in America was rooting for Emma Stone as that fucking Hot Topic employee in
Birdman. 5 seconds!
Patricia! You're my second favorite actress. You're not Toni Collette, but you're the background on my phone. That means that you are better than a Netflix mom-com with Felicity Huffman? I don't think so, honey.
And there we go. That's a minute.
Tom Hilton.
Give it up for sorry to this man.
Jake Honig,
Taylor Trench,
and Tom Hilton.
Bye, beautiful boys.
Wow.
I thought that was very fun.
Very fun.
Ugh.
Wow, wow, wow.
We have another group that's about to hit the stage, and they're called
Amazing Comedians. Now, welcome to the stage, Drew Anderson.
Can you please welcome Marsha Belsky?
Welcome Sam Taggart.
Give it up for Gabe Gonzalez.
And for Joe Castlebaker.
And Joe Castlebaker.
Okay.
These amazing comedians
amazing
are
comedians.
Now going to perform.
And now, welcome to the microphone, Drew Anderson.
Drew! It's Drew for you.
Yes.
Okay, so listen, Drew.
Yes.
You kind of know the drill, but it's Troll Bowl or it's pre-selected. That's the question.
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Okay. We love that.
This is Drew Anderson's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Potluck dinner. Something has started where we're all convinced that they're going to be fun, romantic, Parisian. I don't think so, honey. I don't want your friend Megan from abroad bringing her kale salad that she's been keeping in her bag since 10 a.m. Honey, I'll cook for you. Cook for me. Wine me, dine me, 69 me, baby.
30 seconds.
What are we doing here? What's going on? And the email banter before. For the potluck,
oh,
honey. You have that friend from 9 years ago from improv classes doing a lot of bits, replying all to everyone, honey. We don't need that. We just want to enjoy ourselves. We want to eat the delicious food and just, you know, lay back and feel good about ourselves.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Potluck.
Yeah! 1 minute,
don't invite Drew to any of your dinners.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And now welcome to the microphone, Marsha Belsky.
Marsha! Yes.
So excited to be here.
So
thank
excited
you.
To have you.
Thank you. Now
listen, Troll Bowl or pre-selected? It's that simple.
I've been waiting for this question all night, and I'm going to do a pre-selected.
Okay.
This is Marsha Belsky's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, saying shit to my face. If
you have shit to say about me, you can say it behind my back like a fucking adult. I don't think so, hun. Okay, here's the thing. I'm busy. I have errands. I don't have time to self-reflect. You know, how about give me a series of passive-aggressive clues over a course of 2 years.
30 seconds.
I will figure it out eventually, you know. Venting is healthy. Go to your group text. I don't really see what it has to do with me. I don't know why you're coming to me. Also, I don't think so, honey. When I first met you, I didn't really like you. Okay.
15 seconds. Fuck that.
I hate that.
It's paused. It's paused. It's paused. It's paused. It's paused. This is huge.
This is major.
We have to hear. Plug it in.
Okay. Well.
5 seconds.
Well, I don't like you now, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
It's so true. That is the worst thing you can ever say.
Why would you ever say that?
When I first liked you, I didn't like you.
Now, welcome to the stage.
Sam Tuggers!
Sam! Oh, my God.
A simple crop.
Simple crop.
A simple favor, a simple crop.
With the bears.
Well, it's for fall, after all.
Sam, what's it going to be, pre-selected or trollable?
Okay, not to sound like a fucking freak, but I'm going to do pre-selected.
Okay, you fucking freak. You did sound like one. You
yes,
did. You
yes, really I'm an
did.
Outcast.
This is Sam Taggart's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. The word gubernatorial. No, okay, you want me to take this stuff seriously? Start using real fucking words. Like, I'm sorry, this is not like Dr. Seuss Goes to Fucking Washington. Like, look, I love our gooberman. Like, like, I totally love, like, our president. But, like,
oh my God.
But, like, if you're not using, like, real words and taking this seriously, like, I'm not going to take it seriously either, and I probably won't vote.
15 seconds.
I'm just saying, we've got tons of words. You don't have to make up a new one. Just use one that already exists. Maybe, like, governorship or whatever.
5 seconds,
I don't
bitch.
Think so, honey. Gubernatorial. Where are my goobers at? I don't think so, honey.
Wow.
I know our gooberman.
Where are my goobers at?
It's actually real culture number 13.
I know our gooberman. Now, welcome to the microphone, Gabe Gonzalez!
Gabe! Welcome, Gabe!
Gabe.
You're here, you're back.
I am back. I want you all to know I recently went to Provincetown for the first time. I came back with an STI.
No. Yeah. One of the easy ones or one of the tough ones?
One of the easy ones. It was a shot to the butt. But okay. I also came back with a newfound sense of adventurousness.
Oh.
Any men tonight?
So I think tonight I'm doing the troll.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Ooh, okay, baby. So as I dive in here, I pull out. You know,
what are you pulling out, Matt?
Something that's already been
I'm
sort
not
of...
used to men pulling out. Let's talk.
Clearly.
I'm on prep. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Everyone, I want you to gird your loins because we're about to hear an I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl on
Big Little Lies.
Oh!
And your time starts now.
Oh, my God!
Now.
Go. Okay. I don't think so, honey. Big Little Lies. Because if I wanted my coworker to take a break by the beach while listening to her iPod, I would go back to working at Jimmy John's. I don't think so, honey. Big Little Lies. Because if I wanted to see Nicole Kidman getting railed, I would just watch Vanilla Sky. And I want to mention that Tom Cruise is very short like I am, so we can be the lead in a sexy
film. Oh, yes.
I don't think so, Big Little Lies, because if those kids talk to their parents the way I talk to my parents, they probably would have been slapped. It's absolutely inappropriate. Those children are way too mouthy. I don't think so, honey, Big Little Lies, because if I lived in a rich, affluent white town, my problems would be a lot more important than murder, honey.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, Big Little Lies, because the second season went nowhere and you had Meryl Streep wearing fake teeth. And you should have done more with that.
We should. And that's 1 minute.
Gabe Gonzalez.
Gabe Gonzalez pointing out the huge fact that you got Meryl Streep with fake teeth, and yet it was worse.
And yet it was worse. And now crazy. Welcome to the microphone, our friend Joe Castlebaker.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
You love to see it. What's more to be said?
Joe. What's it going to be, pre-selected or trollable?
I'm going to go pre-selected right here, right now.
Okay.
How brave.
Here we go. Right here, right now. Nowhere else.
Joe Castlebaker's okay. I Don't Think So, Honey, as time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, 30 under 30 lists. Who are you writing that for? Who is, like, going to bed at night and then reaching over to the bedside table and pulling out the 30 under 30 list to read themselves to bed? I think, do you not realize how many people there are under 30? If you're under 30, you're already on a list in my book, okay?
30 seconds.
You don't need that. You don't need to be on Forbes magazine for your paintings, okay? I don't think so, honey. 30 under 30 list. What about 1,000 under 1,000, right?
What about 15 seconds?
What about 1 under 1? And it's just boom, any baby. Any baby.
5 seconds.
We can be so proud of that incredible baby. That's it.
And that's 1 minute.
That's it.
Give it up for amazing comedians.
Drew Anderson.
Marsha Belsky.
Sam Tagger.
Gabe Gonzalez.
Joe Castlebaker.
Okay.
All right, we've got two more groups.
We have two more groups. This is a group of four we're about to bring to the stage. It is called
The People Throwing the money.
And welcome to the stage, Ben Leary.
Can you please welcome Carolina Teresa?
Yes. Welcome Spike Einbinder.
Yes. And welcome Sydney Washington. Yes!
Wow. Amazing.
Hello, everyone. Looking absolutely stunning. Now, let me ask, please, Ben Leary to come to the mall.
Yes, Ben.
Ben, we're very excited to have you here tonight.
I'm very, very excited to be here.
Yeah, and we're thrilled to ask the question, Trollable versus pre-selected.
Pre-selected. I love
pre-selected.
Prep.
He loves
prep. Prep. This is Ben Leary's I Don't Think So, Honey, as time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Shakespeare. Tired much? Doesn't matter how good you are, if you're overexposed, just ask Melissa McCarthy circa 2017.
Oh, shit.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Shakespeare. We need a full moratorium of all Shakespeare plays. It's done. It's over. I don't think so. The only people who like Shakespeare plays are non-equity actors named Olivia, nicknamed Liv, whose parents are sponsoring their entire Indiegogo so they can play Lady Macbeth, because in high school they only got cast as Puck.
Oh, my God.
30 seconds.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Shakespeare in the Park, too hot. Those actors are sweating. That's a human rights abuse.
Yes.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Shakespeare. If you're going to pay $150 to see Romeo and the Juliet for the upteenth time just because it's set in the 20s between two warring flapper nations.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
That's boring. And if you have money left over to see slave play, you don't have culture.
And that's 1 minute.
If you don't have money left over to see slave play, you don't have culture. Thank you, Ben Leary.
Oh my God.
Wow. You know, this next person coming to the mic gave us a fake out and came out a little late, and I was scared that you were diva showing us up and you weren't here. But Carolina Teresa is very much here.
Hi, Carolina.
Carolina.
Yes.
It's good to see you. And it's wonderful to ask you, Trollable or pre-select?
Pre-selected, bitches!
Yes.
Come on, this is Carolina Teresa's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. White women and gays who say they love Lizzo, but you don't love me. If you love Lizzo so fucking much, then you love every fabulous fat black woman. So if you see me in the bar and I don't have a drink in my hand, put a fucking drink in my hand.
Oh my God.
I'm not waiting online at the DMV anymore. I don't know where my birth certificate is, but give me my ID.
30 seconds.
All of a sudden, all of y'all are 100% that bitch. No, I'm 100% that bitch.
15 seconds.
Now everybody give me your social security numbers. And I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do with them.
5 seconds.
If you love Lizzo, then you love me. And let me tell you something, then you love every fat black woman in your life. That means you can't talk about loving Lizzo and forget about the bitch that sit next to you at work. Okay?
And that's
what I meant to Carolina.
Carolina Teresa.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And now coming to the mic, Spike Einbinder.
Spike.
Yes.
Spike, oh, this look is good.
Thank you.
Spike, now here's the deal. We got the bowl in front of us. It's been here all night. Some people have chosen to go in there. Some have done pre-selected. I ask you this question.
Do you know what my astrological sign is?
Tell us.
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
Oh, birthday just happened.
So I'm prepared.
Oh!
This is Spike Einbinder's I Don't Think So, Honey. Their time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Cis people deciding when misgendering it matters and when it does not when it comes to me. So let me get this straight. You just called me a she, and when I say I'm actually a they, you say, but that's not Meanwhile, I'm supposed to believe that you're hashtag blessed. That's not real. And the other, the inverse, is when you misgender me and I say I'm actually a they, and you say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You could kill me if you want. You could punch me. You could hurt me. You could do what I did to you to me. I wasn't traumatized by your misgendering, but now I am, seeing you throw yourself at my feet and beg to be flagellated by me. You don't need to do that. Also, cis people,
15.
If I misgender your dog, that's not on me. I'm a trans person, okay? And you don't get all huffy about that. I'm sorry that Charlie is a girl, okay? Where I come from, Charlie looks like me, all right? Also, one last thing. When you meet me and I say I'm from Los Angeles and you say, oh, you don't seem like it, you're misgendering me. We can look like this too.
And that's 1 minute! Spike Einbinder,
everybody!
If they misgender your dog, it's not on them.
Not on them.
And now, welcome to the microphone, Cindy Washington!
Sydney? This jacket is the jacket.
It's a duster, baby. A duster.
Oh,
thank you.
Honey, it is dusting. It's a duster.
There's a difference.
Oh my God, yes.
Now, let's ask, because we don't know. Are we doing pre-selected or the troll bowl?
Pre-selected.
Yeah.
Yes. This is Sydney Washington's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the movie Hustlers. Yes. Yes, baby, I went to the screening. I didn't pay any money, but I want my money back. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, Jennifer Lopez, she got a body. She can dance. She entertainer. But if I want to see her in a bikini, I can stalk her Instagram. Oh, y'all not on board? Okay, cool. You think that Jennifer Lopez can act? That's what y'all were calling that? Oh, no, baby. She was acting just like Zoe Kravitz in Big Little Lies. Tired! She's tired! Hey, so sorry. You know what the big hustle was? Okay, the woman that she was portraying, sorry, they don't look alike. They don't look alike.
15 seconds.
So sorry, she a brick. I'm so sorry. It was so rude. I was like, okay, if Jennifer Lopez can play her, then Beyonce can play me.
Oh, my
five
God.
Seconds.
And I don't think so, honey. Beyonce, she can act, so there's that.
Oh, so sorry.
And you know what? I know the real woman who was the hustle, and she took me to Mexico and told me that we had a chef, and the only thing that was cooking was ketamine. So she owed me money. I don't think so, honey. The Hustler movie.
And that's 1 minute. Sydney Washington's
taking down everyone's new favorite
Hustlers.
Film.
Give it up
for Ben Leary,
Carolina Teresa,
Spike Einbinder,
and Sydney Washington.
The people throwing the money.
So listen up. That was the people throwing the money. And this final group is the people doing the dance.
Welcome to the stage, Rachel Sennett.
Give it up for Marty Miller.
Marty.
Are they coming?
Are they coming?
Can we get Rachel Sennett and Marty Miller?
Well, let's get Cole Stephenson out here. Cole
Stephenson, Moss Perricone.
And to close out the show,
Annie Donnelly.
She just kicked Rachel out of her seat.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Rachel Sennett, get the fuck back up, and it's your turn to the mic.
Rachel
Sennett!
Rachel! Wow, Rachel.
Hello, Rachel Sennett.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I feel like we need to ask Troll Bowl or Pre-Selected.
Pre-Selected.
Okay, Pre-Selected. We got something on our minds.
Yeah.
Rachel Sennett, I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, my breakup. Yes, queen, it happened last night. Oh. Okay. Night before that, let me tell you my birthday. Let me give you the timeline. My birthday, my breakup tonight, where I find myself wearing a flannel at the Bell House, which I would never do unless I was extremely depressed. Okay. All right. Yes, yes, yes. I feel, say it with me, bad. Yeah. And no, this is not technically culture, but it will be when I make an indie short film about it, which I am going to do.
30 seconds.
Yes, I cannot stop doing poppers, which I do think so, honey, poppers.
Yes,
because,
I do too.
Woo! Only thing that makes me feel alive, yes! Okay, I cannot stop listening to that Miski song, which is like, sorrow, sorrow, I feel alone, I'm all alone, sorrow.
10 seconds.
That is a repeat for me. I'm lost 11 minutes of material by having a boyfriend. I feel so alone, so sad. I'm going to get sauced after this. I do not think so, honey, my breakup. Thank you.
And that's 1 minute.
I felt it. Rachel Sennett,
we love you. We love you. You will use this. You will use
you
this.
You already have.
Already have.
Please welcome Marty Miller.
Marty Miller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Marty.
What's it going to be, pre-selected or troll ball?
I'm just a pre-selected kind of girl.
Oh,
yes.
That's the kind of girl she is.
This is Marty Miller's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Heterosexuality. Wow. I think we've seen it. We've done it. And it's high time we move on. Okay? The only thing the heterosexual narrative has left me with is cramps and shingles. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? It's 2019. If by 2020 you're not gay, you're dumb, dead, or a liar, okay? And that's just how Sue sees it.
30 seconds.
And that was actually a Glee reference.
It actually was.
Thank you. Yes, and if you are a straight person, you do not get that reference, I kindly ask you to wake up. Okay? Either be gay, watch Glee, or suck a dick, okay? Ideally both. That actually sounds like a lovely evening. Listening to Lea Michele scream while positively choking on a cock.
5 seconds.
Romance isn't dead, not in the queer community, okay? Long story short, be gay, watch Glee, and if you're a straightie, I just don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute, Marty Miller.
Marty.
Thank you.
Be good.
A PSA.
What do you say, Bowen? Should we welcome the next person to the mic?
His name is Moss Perricone.
Yes. Hello, Moss.
Oh, my God. Hello. How are you?
We're doing so well.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're very thrilled that you're here. We want to know, Troll Bowl or Pre-Selected?
I have to do Pre-Select.
We love that. You got to do it.
This is Moss Perricone's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. 28-year-olds.
Oh.
Who the fuck do they think they are? 28-year-olds are just 23-year-olds who sometimes go to weddings. Wow! And you know what? 28-year-olds, You know what? 28-year-olds, I've seen the photos from these weddings, and they're fucking terrible. They're so bad. They are just barns with holiday lights. What the fuck
seconds.
Is that? What the fuck is that? The theme of every wedding is farm animal Christmas. What? And every 28-year-old, they want to be 23 so badly.
Oh, my God.
That's 15 all seconds. They want. And it's so sad because being 23 is the easiest thing in the world. Anyone can do it. All you have to do is buy some poppers. That's it. They sell them
five
at
seconds.
Every bodega. Every bodega. They make you 23 for 30 seconds at a time. They're amazing. I do not think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Boss Perricone.
It's actually rule of culture. Number 51. If you want to be 23, buy some poppers.
And now, welcome to the microphone, Cole Stephenson.
Come on, Cole. Let's absolutely go, Cole.
Let's actually go.
Oh, no. Well, that plugs right back in. That's the way that works.
You know, you just I don't think so, honey, about that.
And there we go.
God.
And we're back.
Yes.
So, Troll Bowler pre-select.
My name is Jasmine Masters.
and you have something to
I
say?
I have something to say.
This is tracks.
Cole Stephenson's I Don't Think So, Honey, as time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Bowen Yang. Specifically the time that you didn't I Don't Think So, Honey, about Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, yeah.
You true. Sowed the seeds of your own destruction, and I am here to reap, honey. I'm sorry, Bowen Yang. Is consistent pop excellence not good enough for you?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Bowen Yang. When Carly Rae Jepsen invented the saxophone for Runaway With Me, did that not do it for you? I'm sorry, Bowen Yang, honey.
30 seconds.
Would you rather that Carly Rae Jepsen waste our time with a fucking jazz album with Tony Bennett? I don't think so, honey. Absolutely not. After everything Carly has done for the gay community,
oh
this is
God.
How you pay her back.
Seconds.
Carly Rae Jepsen did not just throw the first brick at Stonewall. Carly Rae Jepsen built Stonewall with her bare hands.
5 seconds.
You could have done I Don't Think So, Honey, Donald Trump. You could have done I Don't Think So, Honey, climate change. You could have done I Don't Think So, Honey, Big Little Lies season 2. And yet here we are, biting the hand that feeds. And I do not think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute,
Cole Stephenson.
I'm behind every word of that.
Was taken to
I'm
task.
I'm behind every word of that. I think Bowen Yang should be canceled.
Thank you.
I think it's this cancel culture should go after Bowen Yang.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cole, for keeping
so
me accountable.
So here's the thing. With our final I Don't Think So, Honey of the night, an Icon Award winner herself, everyone please welcome the excellently dressed Annie Donnelly.
Well.
So Annie.
Annie.
Can you talk to us?
Annie, how are you?
How are you doing?
I've come prepared.
Oh. Okay. She
right to the question.
To
so
business.
There's a pre-selected topic.
Okay, this is Annie Donnelly's I Don't Think So, Annie. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, never getting paid to perform at this show.
Thirty seconds.
Now, Bowen Yang, congratulations. I need some cheese from my egg, motherfucker. And I don't know if you have a little bookkeeper over there at Forever Dog. But you can tell them to cut a check for every performer for $20, $30, $40, $50. Shit, even $10 would do some good. Speaking of books, I wrote the book on comedy, as you know. I am an icon. I have done the Troll Bowl. I am literally an icon.
Yes.
A minute.
Why have I
seconds.
Not seen a dime for this show? How much time do I have? Tell me now. How much time
you're
do I have?
You're over well 23. Over a minute.
Time is money, Annie Donnelly. Time is money.
I don't know what to say, except Bowen, you need to pay for every Uber I take anywhere.
And that's 1 minute,
that's
Annie Donnelly.
That's 1 minute, Annie Donnelly. Walking off stage, give it up for the people, doing the dance.
Rachel Sennett.
Marty Miller.
Miles Perricone.
Cole Stephenson.
And that bitch, Annie Donnelly.
Well, Matt, I think we got to pay everybody.
No.
I'm going to pay them. Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't have that 30 Rock check. Anyway, everyone, thank you all so much
for coming. This is our favorite night every time we do it.
Yes. We will see you again very soon. Thank you all so much. And thank you, Forever Dog and the Bell House. Thank you all for coming. My name is Matt Rogers.
My name is Bowen Yang.
Bye.
Bye.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.